from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Susie Rocho with The Do List. Cy Musiker is away for the next couple of weeks, but David Wiegand is here as always. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Susie.
Well, let's start with music from the man behind Slims.
Now, it's over, baby. I can come home to you. Just that. I should do.
That's Boss Gags, and I don't know, he seems to be channeling a little Al Green there.
Isn't that incredible?
It's amazing.
And I love it.
It's from his latest CD. It's called Memphis, recorded in the legendary city with the legendary producer-drummer Steve Jordan.
That's right, and this is his first album in 5 years. You know, he's such a great guitar player. We kind of take that for granted. But as he's gotten older, his voice is, if anything, even better, more pliable and warmer. And we have so many chances to hear him, which I think is also terrific because he doesn't work that much. He doesn't really have to.
Well, he tours every summer, and he's helping to kick off the annual Stern Grove Festival this Sunday. It's our cheap thrill. It's a co-headline with that hitmaker himself, Michael McDonald.
And one quick note, Boz is actually back on September 21st at the Fox Theater in Oakland, too. So he's working right through the fall.
Now we go down to the South Bay, where we have a West Coast premiere from the folks at San Jose Rep. Tell us about The Minister's Wife.
This is really interesting. It's a musical version of George Bernard Shaw. And where have you heard that before? My Fair Lady. Not quite that, though. This is a play that Shaw did about a minister's wife who goes off and finds a dear friend who's a young poet and returns home with him. And it's kind of an examination of Victorian attitudes towards love and marriage. The book was written by the great actor-director Austin Pendleton. Joshua Schmidt did the music. And it sounds really great. The reviews outside of the Bay Area have been terrific, and this is the West Coast premiere.
The Minister's Wife starts on Thursday and runs through July 14th at San Jose Rep. And now a woman with a voice made to melt hearts.
I didn't know what time it was then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was you held my hand.
Wow, that's the voice of Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, who just 3 years ago won the Thelonious Monk International Vocals Competition, and she's been on a meteoric rise in the jazz world ever since, and she's 23.
She's 23, absolutely. People didn't even know who she was 3 years ago, and now everyone's paying attention to this woman for good reason. She did one album before her current release. She worked with Jackie Terrasson. Woman Child, which is her current CD, is fantastic. It not only features old standards like that one, but songs like John Henry, a Bessie Smith song. I'm going to be there to see her next week on the 19th at SF Jazz, and you should be there too.
And we should say tickets are going very fast, as should be expected, for Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. And just around the corner at SF Opera, they've got a world premiere. It's a commission from composer Mark Adamo, and it's a reimagining of the story of Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
That's right. It's basically Christ's life, but through the eyes of Mary Magdalene. It's written by Mark Adamo, who did Little Women, and also Lysistrata, the Nude Goddess. That was a commission for Houston Grand Opera. It stars Nathan Gunn as Jesus Christ and Sasha Cook as Mary.
The Gospel of Mary Magdalene is at SF Opera through July 7th. And we end today with music in wine country.
I'm a singer.
That's the San Diego band The Donkeys, and they're just one of many bands appearing at the Wichika Music Festival in Sonoma this weekend.
That's right. It takes place at the winery, the Gunlock Bunshu Winery, and there's a terrific lineup. I love this band that you found, but tell me about some of the other bands who are there.
Well, it's headlined by Blitz and Trappin' and the Fruit Bats. The Fruit Bats have a lot to do with putting together this bill.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Wilson, Cass McCombs, Damian Jurado. And there's a real country kind of folky tinge to everybody who's playing, which I guess makes sense since you're out in the country.
Yeah, Yeah.
And I was on Twitter this week. The organizers of the festival have said that they are not going to have any ATMs there. So if you want to buy wine or CDs or anything else, just bring cold hard cash.
And a lot of sunblock.
Definitely a lot of sunblock. The Wichika Music Festival is tonight and all day tomorrow at the Gunluck Bunshu Winery in Sonoma. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
I'll see you here next week.
I'll be there.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Check our website for details on these and other shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Susie Rocho.